I feel like everything that I'm getting fed on Netflix is like, you might like this, you might like this. They're all murder mysteries lately, and I think I've had my fill.
Okay.
And fair. I'm starting to be like, I'm nervous to go for a walk on my own.
That's fair.
Because there's bad people everywhere behind every bush. So I think I need to get into something that doesn't have that tone, basically. And I'd love something that's long and has loads of episodes and kind of can become my 3-month go-to. Do you get me?
Okay.
Because, you know, something with loads of episodes. So I was thinking for the last while, because I know you've done it, Dave, before, and you kind of inspired this. I would love to rewatch from the beginning Desperate Housewives.
I knew it was going to be either one of two things. It was either going to be Gossip Girl or it was going to be Desperate Housewives.
I've actually never watched Gossip Girl. I do need to do that.
That's garbage.
But Desperate Housewives, I used to watch in school. I remember in our house where we grew up, it was all open plan. There was a telly downstairs and a tiny telly up at the top of the stairs, but you could hear everything from downstairs. So it was kind of at times not totally appropriate, I suppose, for my age. Oh, like I was 16 or 15 or something.
Yeah, you'd be
But
fine.
You know, every time my mom walked past, she'd be like, now I'm just not sure this is suitable.
Which is so funny because I used to watch it. It was like every Thursday night, I think, on RT2. You get one episode a week, and it was the only time me and Mam weren't fighting.
Because your mom would watch us.
We'd sit down and we'd watch
it together. Yeah.
And she'd be watching Susan. She'd be like, I think she's a dope now.
She shouldn't be with him.
Yeah.
No, I was the opposite. My mom wasn't necessarily happy that. And I was like, but Mom, all the girls are watching it. It's so fair.
Yeah.
It's fair. My mom was one of those people that if someone was kissing at Home and Away, she'd be like, now, is this appropriate?
Yeah.
I'm like, it is like not even PG. It's like a G show.
Yeah.
Home and Away. Anyway, I would love to rewatch Desperate Housewives because I haven't actually watched it since that one and only
experience. I'd say I haven't watched Desperate Housewives in 6 years, but I think I could quote the entire thing. It's my favourite show of all time.
Well, this is what I was getting at. Interesting that you mentioned you think you could quote it, because there are so many iconic quotes from Desperate Housewives that live in my head. Not necessarily rent-free. You're very good at remembering quotes from things and they stay in your mind and you re-deliver them 10 years later. Perfect. Mm. You pick up on these stims, you pick up on these quotes and you re-deliver them all the time, and I find it really impressive. But with that in mind, I would love to go through some Desperate Housewives quotes with you this morning. I'll read them deadpan and I want you to tell me which character said quotes.
Oh my God, why did I start this by saying I could quote it? This is horrendous.
Okay.
I haven't watched it in 6 years.
How many times would you say you've rewatched it?
Probably about 10 times.
I
love it.
I've been trying to get Jack on board with rewatching it. He's like, he's at the moment being like, no. And I'm like, did you not love it when you were in school? And he was like, I don't know. Maybe he thinks it's girly or something, but it's not.
So what? It's class.
We all watched it.
It's the most dramatic. It has everything.
Did you watch it, Callum, in school?
No, I only watched it maybe 4 years ago for the very first time.
No way!
It's unbelievable. There's plane crashes, there's murders, there's people locked in basements.
There's people having like that thing where your brain gets hit and they don't remember you. It's
amnesia,
just
amnesia. Yeah.
Did you so not watch good. It in school though?
No.
Did you just bypass it? Or?
It was just, I was more of an Ugly Betty kid.
I loved Ugly Betty. That
so
also
good.
Had all the drama in the world.
Yeah.
They had a man, they had someone like die and then come back to life and stuff. It was crazy.
TV used to be great.
Ah, so
okay,
good.
Quote number one, Dave, is this. I'm going to read a deadpan. Do you know how bored I was today? I came this
That's
close.
That's Gabrielle.
Cleaning the house.
That's Gabrielle. That's Gabrielle to Carlos.
You even know who she's talking to?
Yeah.
See, I knew I had the right man for this idea.
In fairness, her big, that was Eva Longoria's character, wasn't it? She was always just like, she was a bored housewife.
Yeah.
And she was having affairs left, right,
and
center.
I came this close to cleaning the house. Oh, she's such an icon. I love her so much.
She was iconic. Okay, well, I actually have 7 more quotes
Great.
To get through. So we'll do that in a sec. So I'd like a rewatch of something that I know I loved and something that's kind of meaty and has loads of episodes and loads of seasons. So I was thinking Desperate Housewives.
I'm actually salivating at the thought of rewatching Desperate Housewives.
My friend Abe just texted me saying, literally finished rewatching it yesterday.
Oh, it's good.
Just so good. I really want to get back into it. I nearly have Jack convinced. But whenever I think of Desperate Housewives, I always think of David Hammond.
Hello.
Because he is a genius when it comes to, well, loads of things, but certainly when it comes to movie quotes, TV show quotes. He has this ability to remember stuff from TV shows, even if you only saw it once, and re-deliver it like 5 years later perfectly. It's the way I'd be with song lyrics, I suppose. Dave has that with movies and TV shows, but you constantly
quote. As my mother
quote,
would say, if only I had it for schoolwork.
So my mom, you say to me, she'd be like, that song came out yesterday. How do you know all the lyrics already?
Yes.
But anyway, Dave always quotes Desperate Housewives, and you did just say, without realizing what was ahead of you, I could literally quote that whole show.
Yeah.
So with that in mind this morning,
I'm worried.
I want to see if you can identify who said in which character said these iconic lines from Desperate Housewives.
This is like more pressure than my Leave Insert.
Yeah, it is. This really means more to you
it
than your Leave
Insert.
It does.
It means
way
more to me.
Okay, who said this iconic line from Desperate Housewives? I'm not saying you're worthless. I'm saying you're worth less.
Oh my God, I don't know. I'm not saying you're worthless. I'm saying you're worth less. I'm trying to go through the characters and who would say that. It does sound like something Gabrielle would say. Is it Gabrielle again?
It's actually not this time.
And you're saying I'm worthless.
No, I'm just saying you're worth less.
The iconic Brie Van de Kamp.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, off to a bad start on this.
That's
Imagine I get them all wrong.
Okay, next one. Oh, for God's sake, Brie, you're a woman. Manipulate him. That's what we do.
Oh, for God's sake, Brie. I remember the scene.
You're a woman. Manipulate him. That's what we do.
It's either Gabrielle or it's Lynette. I don't think it's Susan. I'm going to go with Lynette.
It's Gabrielle.
No!
Okay, here we go. Tuesday? No, Tuesday doesn't work for me because that's the day I become a lesbian.
That's Susan. That's Susan.
It is.
Tuesday? No. Tuesday's not good because Tuesday is the day I become a lesbian.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, I love this show.
Next one. I love therapy. It's like a talk show where I'm a guest and the only topic is me.
It kind of sounds like Edie, but I know I can picture it's. I'm like, who goes to therapy? I can't remember Gabrielle going to therapy, but it's obviously her. It has to be Gabrielle.
It is. Well done. Yeah.
Does she go Gabrielle. To therapy? Oh, she does. Yes, yeah, she does. Yeah.
Does
talk
she?
About her dad
okay.
and stuff, yeah.
Oh, guys, I can't remember. I can't wait to go back to this show. Okay, here we go. A guy just smiles at me three times and I'm picking out wedding china. I'm a mess.
That's got to be Susan.
How do you know? Yes, it is Susan. Okay, cool. Here we go. I cannot kill you today. I have Pilates.
I don't want to get this wrong. Say it one more time.
I cannot kill you today. I have Pilates.
I think it's I think it's like a kid was saying it to their mom, so I think it's Brie.
Now you're gonna kill me today or what? No, I cannot kill you today. I have Pilates.
Yes,
it's Brie.
Well done, it's Brie.
Come on.
Okay, finally today. So we know that Edie says the first line. I have a husband now, but who says really? Who's?
Oh, please be Lynette, because she's so cutting. But it's probably Susan, but I wanted to be Lynette.
Okay. I have a husband now. Really? Who's? Let's see if it's Lynette
it's
or Susan.
It's Susan.
Let's move then.
We?
Oui. Oh, you don't know.
I have a husband now.
Really?
It was Susan! Well done. Apologies for the TikTok edit and the sound effects in the background. It was hard to find these clips.
That is so good. I knew it was going to be Susan.
You did really well.
Thank you.
Not a bother on you. And I cannot wait now to get my teeth stuck in
Desperate
House.
Oh my God.
Where is it actually? What?
I think it's on Prime.
It's on Disney.
It's on Disney.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. I have Disney.
Well, I made my epic Disney fail again this year. You'll be glad to know.
Sign up for it. Sign up.
Well, no, what I did was, like last year,
yeah.
I thought I was signing up for the month and I signed up for the year again.
Ah,
nice.
So you're in.
I have Disney for the year.
Brilliant.
I absolutely love Orson.
Orson.
From Desperate Housewives.
What a bizarre character.
Bit weird to start with, but then he
he's
becomes
great.
Comedic genius.